Appreciate everybody coming out. See how your town works. Appreciate y'all showing up tonight. All right, y'all join us in the invocation. Councilman Green's there.
Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us all be here tonight. We're thankful to have a crowd. And we ask that you be with us as we make town decisions tonight. And we also ask that you be with all of the students and teachers getting back into the school year. That we have a great year and everything runs smooth. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we got two people. We got a public hearing tonight, so I don't know if these two want to speak at that, or we have a public comment period and we speak on any topic. So if you, when I call your name, if you want to speak on any topic, or if you wanted to wait for the public hearing. So the first one is Joyce Rupert.
How
are you doing tonight?
Good, I'm doing great, thank you.
Set your name and address.
Joyce Rupert, 3026 Fraser Place, Stallings, Matthew. I was wondering if there are laws governing boarding houses and transit houses within the district of Stallings. We have a situation, I'm not going to say the address, I'll pass you a card and show it. People coming and going all night, different people every week, every 2 weeks, people being picked up at 9 in the morning, people being dropped off at 10. The situation being, it's supposed to be a rental house is what we've been told. The HOA, I think, has their hands tied because they notify the homeowner. And I don't know if it's a homeowner or investment company. So you can only send them warning letters. And of course, then it takes a while before we can start finding them. And it takes a while before we put a lien on. This has been going on for 2 years. I don't have any idea who this house belongs to. I have no idea who lives in this house. It's just strange. They pick people up at 9 in the morning. They pick people up at 10:30 in the morning. They drop people off at midnight. They drop people off at 1 in the morning. I don't sleep good. But I think there's a rental there by the day, or is it a transit house for people coming in from other countries? I'm not going to name countries, but it just doesn't look, as I say in New York, kosher. It does not look good at all. Is there a law governing boarding houses? Because I know it's not legal to rent by room in my development.
Well,
does anybody know?
Well, I don't know off the top of my head, but we'll certainly get Max, our town planner, to check it out and get back with you.
Oh, Max over here. Max, who's Max?
Max, our town planner.
So, I mean, if I give him the card then with the address?
Give him the address.
Is this code enforcement?
No, he's our town planner. He knows the ordinances.
Oh, he knows the ordinance? Because, like, they don't mow for a couple months at a time, the garbage all over. It's very, very nice, not nice for our neighborhood. And I know that the HOA, because I talk to the HOA, and I know there's other people complain to the HOA. There's not, now we're worried about rats and mice and stuff, because there's, like, stuff behind the house and everything. So,
and we just hired a new code enforcement officer, correct, Alex? When did they start?
We don't have a start date yet.
We don't have a start date, but they got it.
But we've got a part-time code enforcement that's filling in. Ms. Joyce, though, if you give your information to Max, we'll take care of you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
I guess we'll call him on my lawn. So I'm going to do this real fast.
All right, next up is Alex. Next up, Ann Curtis.
I'd like to wait until you talk about Lawyers Road rezoning. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
Do I have to come up there?
Yeah, you got to come up with something name.
You tell my neighbors are laughing at me.
Oh, you want to wait to the rezoning?
Yeah, that's all I want to talk about and see what you're going to vote on.
Yeah, we'll
is that okay?
Yes and no. When we do that, do we come up?
Okay, sounds good.
I thought it was something else. So.
Nope.
All right. Does anybody else have any? Want to speak during the open public comments, or do we want to wait? All righty. Next up is our consent agenda. Anybody have any questions or want to pull anything off the and put it on the regular agenda. You might have any questions? All right, can I get a motion on the consent agenda?
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
All right, motion by Mr. Shaw. Can I get a second? Second by Taylor Ray. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. All right. Reports. The only one I have is, I don't know, a lot of people here cross over Stevens Mill and Ottawa Road or Secret Shortcut Road, and the intersection is getting bad. You know, just the seams are coming apart, potholes, and DOT doesn't have any money to repave it because it was part of a bigger project. But I called them, and they're going to do some spot repairs, and then they're going to try to find some money to fix that, just the intersection, because it's just a lot of truck traffic coming down Ottawa Road from about 485. So if you come across that way and it's bumpy, realize that DOT is going to come try to repair it as best it can. Soon. All righty. Grant, you got anything for us tonight?
I think we didn't have a meeting between our last meeting and now, but during it there's the book drive or the back to school drive by the police department put on in parks. Just want to commend you all, did a great job. Everyone seemed to have a lot of fun and hopefully got a lot of supplies, so that seemed to be great to bet.
Taylor Ray?
Yes, sir.
Heather?
No.
Steven?
No, sir. It's
been
quiet.
Okay.
David?
Nothing
new for me. Right. Just a quick note about the roundabout down by my neighborhood at the other end of town. This will be maybe important for the Emerald Lake roundabout on your end of town, Graham. We noticed high weeds and grass, 2 to 3 feet, 4 feet tall. We asked the question about who maintains it, what the frequency is. You may have been copied on the response, but I just thought I articulated the way I heard it is that it's in the state roadway maintenance program. It's in a cycle where it gets mowed a couple of times, or maybe 3 or 4 times a mowing season. The last time was July the 17th. The next time will be end of September. Clearly not enough to keep the weed and grasses down. So I just bring that up as a point of reference. Alex is putting together, with the help of a landscape architect, a minimalist design to do some planting at the roundabout. And were we to do that, we would be required to maintain it. So that's coming your way. So if you have a map, just take a drive in there, you'll see. When they complete the one in Emerald Lake, unless the neighborhood takes over and is allowed to take it over, I think we'll be facing a similar type of mowing schedule that puts some time between mows, like 12 to 14 mows. So, thank you, Alex, for sort of working on it.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you, Brad. Alex, what you got for us tonight?
Yes, sir. Just have several quick items. Chief has an item. Eunice has an item. And Aaron has an item real quick. So just in that order. Very quickly, we talked about over the past several years the transitions we've gone through on a staff level, both at the town but really nationally. You know, we've gone through the Great Resignation and several different iterations of that. I feel really good. You've heard me say this before about the department head team we've got here now. And so it's been really rewarding to see the team grow. What we've been focused on is obviously finding the right people, the right fit for our culture, you know, integrity, working hard, community focused. At the same time, trying to grow them as professionals. And what we've really embarked on in the past few months is trying to grow as a team and see not only how do we grow individually, but fit together. So that's been really neat to see. Unless there's opposition from the board, I'd like to go explore and do an RFQ to get a financial group to help us explore any sort of bonding in the future. We're not at that point in the next year, but I know that the town's vision, downtown building, improving infrastructure, a variety of different things. I'd like to have someone on call that we might be able to contact if we need them in the future. So if there's anybody that's concerned about me doing that, please let me know. I don't think there will be any sort of cost until we start using them. I just want to go through the RFQ process to find the most qualified firm to help us. The tractor dealership next door, we've learned recently that the water line, not the water main, but the water line that is going from the water main to the property itself is too small to support what we're trying to get there, the kind of restaurants and downtown center businesses that the board's hoping for. So we're exploring that a little bit. We're exploring what the sewer line size is and determining what we would need to do in order to upgrade that to get the kind of business that we would need. So no action tonight, but just be aware it may be something that we bring to you in the near future to say, hey, is this something we want to upgrade on that property so that we can market it and try to get the kind of downtown center business that our strategic plan calls for. With that being said, Chief, do you mind sharing with everybody about the back-to-school bash?
Absolutely.
Again, this is a charity event the police fundraise for and put on every year, and I'm really proud of them for doing it.
Good evening, everybody. So we held our third annual back-to-school bash this past Saturday at Privet Park. First, I want to give all the props go to Corporal Rochelle Pittman. She launched this thing 3 years ago. She has gone out and sought out donations from the community. So everything we've done with this has been from community funds and donations from businesses and folks in Stallings. And this year, unfortunately, I couldn't go to this one. And this is one of my favorite events of the year, but I was just not able to make it. We had over 300 attendees, not including volunteers. We had 21 volunteers. Six were from the police department, three from Lowe's Home Improvement. We had eight students from Union Academy. The folks from Parks and Rec, which I always give them a shout out because they're a great help, and then our own town engineer came out and volunteered help. I heard he was cooking hot dogs on the grill. So we gave away 115 backpacks full of school supplies, and we actually didn't have enough for all the kids that were there. So we'll do a refill later in the year to try to get some more stuff out. They raffled off 30 things, and these were all free raffles. Kids got tickets, and three bicycles were given out. So this is one of the events that the police department, everybody seems to rally around this, and they come and they volunteer at this and they have a great time. There's pictures on Facebook, and for those who are there, I hope you enjoyed it. But again, this is one of the biggest events that our officers do, and it's probably my favorite event of the year. So thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
For reference for next year, how many backpacks do we need?
At least probably 150. Is what should be, and Pittman and I have not had a chance to talk because she was off today, but that would probably be a goal. So thank you.
All right, thank you, Chief.
All right, Ms. McSwain, you mind giving us an update on the middle school madness event?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Council. So, as y'all know, our middle school madness was this past Friday. It was our first ever drop-off program that we've ever done at the park. We had about 42 middle schoolers actually come and get dropped off. A lot of them were in the sixth grade, so about 11 years old. And they were just transitioning out of Stallings Elementary School, which was really awesome. We had about 60% that were Stallings residents and 40% that were non-residents. So it was just really awesome to see these kids out there. A lot of them knew some friends, some didn't. It was a really positive experience for the community, and thanks to the police department as well. And then we kind of piggyback off each other, so thanks to the chief. But he actually had two officers come out and volunteer to race the kids on the ninja course. So I know they really love that. And thanks to Union Academy as well, we have a really good volunteer system with them. And the back to school batch, for example, we had one volunteer. She was probably in about the 10th or 11th grade, and she actually came up and asked if she could be a bilingual translator for some of the families out there. So that just kind of goes to show the kind of people we have living in town and willing to volunteer and help y'all's community out. So it's really awesome. I just wanted to throw her out there. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Eunice.
Thank you, Eunice. And Ms. McSwain and her team didn't have much if any of a weekend, so I want to recognize them. They've been trying really hard to find programming that fits all different demographics, starting from the young child to the bit older to the adolescent to the young adult into parenthood, all down to our older senior citizens. So they've been really trying, working hard to strategically hit all those age groups. One last thing, Ms. Nichols?
Yes. Just wanted to report to council that the staff will be participating this Thursday in an emergency tabletop exercise. If you're not familiar with that, that's just where we are going to have a scenario presented to us that is a disaster type scenario, and we will walk through what staff would have to do in order to make sure we are prepared for that and how we can manage that. This is being orchestrated through Union County Emergency Services with Andrew Ainsley there at the county. We actually will be there at the Emergency Service Management Center where the 911 center is, so we will have real world scenarios and situations. We have several entities throughout the county that will join us. Union County EMT, we will have police, our police officers will be there. We will have fire. We also have Matthews Fire, Matthews Police. And then also we have emergency management from Charlotte also asked to join us. So we are hoping that we can come out making sure that we are totally prepared for a disaster. And we will report back to you our findings, and hopefully we find some stuff because we want to make sure we're as strong as we can be if something happens.
Thank you, Aaron. All righty. I think we've heard from anybody else.
That concludes the staff report. Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. The agenda approval. Heather, did you want to make a change? Is that right?
Yes. We can take off the swimming pool setbacks.
All right, number 9 is deleted. All right, any other changes?
Sorry.
All right, can I get a motion to approve the agenda with the deletion of number 9?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Move to approve the agenda as written with the exception of removing number 9.
All right, motion by Mr. Richardson.
Second.
Second by Mr. Scholl. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it? All right, thank you. All right, first up is annexation 57. I'll open the public hearing, and then we'll hear from Aaron first, and then we'll open it, hear from citizens.
Yes, so this is the last step in Annexation 57. This is actually where the council would vote to extend the corporate limits to include this parcel. As we have discussed previously, let me scroll down here for you. The parcel is about 1.2 acres, and let me have a report pulled up here for you. Give me just one second. This is the area we're talking about here. Here is Stevens Mill Road, and here is Lawyers Road. Again, this is just the annexation portion. Max will then be coming right after this so that you guys can discuss the rezoning, but this is just to annex these 1.23 acres.
Right. Okay, any questions for Aaron? All right, we're in a public hearing, so does anybody have any comments, or did you want to wait till the rezoning?
Yes, rezoning.
Okay.
I just don't understand how that was never part of Stallings when it's on that.
Well, you're right, me too.
Okay, just curious.
Yeah. Anybody else like to speak? Come on up and state your name and address for us, please.
I just had a question. Is that the only part of
Rob? State your name for us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Ron Carpenter. I live with Bill Brook Lane. I went through up there in that picture. I was wondering, is that property the only property left, did you say, from Union County?
I don't know, sir. Okay. This is just this triangle that we're discussing this evening.
But that's now Union County.
It is currently Union County, yes, sir.
What's the air? What's the property bordering that? Do you know?
As far as the zoning,
yeah.
We'll let Mr. Shong will be discussing the zoning. Okay. Yes, sir.
I think that strip behind it there is owned by the eye doctor. I think. Yeah.
No.
Hmm?
No, it's owned by us. The development behind it.
Eye doctors.
No, my understanding is it's privately owned, and nobody can get a hold of the owner because he's not interested in selling.
Right. So, Ron, you got any comments or?
Okay, I just had a question.
Okay.
Hey, on this question though, I mean, there's obviously we've asked this question recently. There are multiple holes like this here within Stallings, so.
All right. Any other questions for staff?
Is it consistent with state law and everything is fine to annex?
Yes. Found? No, there's no issues.
Yeah, I'll make the motion.
Let me close the public hearing.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Right, you want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it here real quick.
Okay.
Bear with me one second, folks.
But we got the ordinance to extend the corporate limits to town standards.
Okay. I'm looking for the number of that. We got there?
57.
Very good. Mayor, make a motion to approve an ordinance to extend the town limits, corporate limits of the town of Salings, to include this ordinance number 57. That's covered enough.
Yep. Yeah. Motion by Mr. Richardson. Second by Mr. Shaw. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Ayes have it. So next up is the rezoning 23.06.01. This piece of parcel land is 14-17-1 Gardens Road, general rezoning from Union County R20 to Stallings MD2, so I'll open the public hearing and hear from Max.
Hey, Council. So I'm guessing everybody got my mail notice from Courtyards of Emerald Lake.
Yeah.
So we did the mail notice by state statute, so and our ordinance. So. But here I'm here to present RZ230601. It's a general rezoning application. Kobe A. Honeycutt submitted a general rezoning request to rezone from Union County R20, which is a single family residential zoning designation, to mixed use 2, which is our Stallings commercial zoning designation. And then Aaron went over the property size 1.23 acres off of 14721 Lawyers Road. Planning Board heard this case last month and they recommended approval. So currently the jurisdiction was a donut hole until the last item where we annexed it in. Within Stallings' jurisdiction on Lawyers Road, there's no more donut holes. We just have the exterior boundary that might be in Union County or another jurisdiction. And this is just an aerial. I know you can see it's mostly wooded. There's a house there that has recently burned, and I think the property is now vacant as well. As you can see, across the street is also a convenience store, gas station, a daycare, and Courtyards of Emerald Lake and Eye Doctor surrounding. So regarding the future land use plan, the future land use plan shows this area as multi-family neighborhood. And the reason I don't know the exact history on why this is multifamily neighborhood, but I think it has to do with Courtyards and Emerald Lake. When we adopted the future land use plan, it looks like this parcel is just put in that same zoning, future land use designation as the neighborhood. But that future land use is for higher density residential, which means that mixed use 2 is inconsistent because council recently approved that all residential become conditional zonings in mixed use 2. So they're not allowed by right anymore. So, but it is reasonable with the surrounding uses of future land use. So staff?
Yes, sir. Could you say that over again, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
And a little slower.
And slower, please.
Yeah. And there's so many people in here, sorry. So the future land use plan identifies this as a multi-family neighborhood. And the consistency is inconsistent with the zoning category of mixed use 2 because residential is no longer allowed by right. But it is reasonable mixed use 2 because it's consistent with the surrounding uses like the eye doctor, the convenience store, daycare. Those things are allowed in mixed use 2 already. And those are the zoning designation across the street is mixed use 2. So that's where that consistency is inconsistent but reasonable based on staff research. And that's why staff recommends approval, just because of what I just said. The commercial shopping center across the street, the uses surrounding it, besides Courtyards at Emerald Lake, are consistent with mixed use too. And we have an economic development plan that we want to increase the commercial opportunities in town, and this works towards that goal. You have any questions?
No.
Thank you, Max. Any questions for Max?
And Tony, it's 1.2 acres.
Right. Yes.
So that, by its very nature, limits.
Correct. So if it was rezoned to mixed use two, and they wanted to do commercial on the property, it doesn't allow multifamily zoning, right. So there's no apartments are allowed, gas stations are not allowed. It's general commercial, general retail. Yeah. And they still have to comply with open space, buffers, landscaping requirements, parking requirements, no matter what the size of the property is. And we have those regulations depending on the use. So I can't really tell you exactly what those regulations would be because I haven't talked to the applicant about what they plan on doing with the site because it's a general rezone.
All right. Thank you, Max.
Well, questions for him?
Yep. I'll let you come on up.
So okay.
We'll open it up to the public hearing now, Ms. Curtis. Now, let me tell you a little bit about how this works. This is not a dialogue. If you want some questions answered, you know, we'll write them down. We'll get back to you. But you know, it's not a give and take type situation. You know, we want to hear what you have to say, and anybody else, and then we'll certainly answer your questions as best we can.
Sure. So I think there's a mistake about the property because there is a bike shop on that property that works 24/7, 7 days a week. And until the house burned down, it was running consistently. And we've called in my neighbors, and I have called the police about the sound. Actually, I've stopped by there and asked them because my sister was sick and she couldn't sleep because of all the noise. So I think there's a little mistake there. It may have been a private bike shop. I don't know. I don't know all the technicalities, but it was there and it was running.
Motorcycle?
Motorcycle, yes, I'm sorry. The second thing is that we just need to be careful. I believe we need to be careful moving forward with zoning this into something commercial so that we don't interfere with the people that brought their properties right behind there. It really is frustrating to hear the noise from the gas station and everything like that, but you put another commercial property there, it's going to be so loud we're not even going to be able to hear ourselves. And it gets that loud. It gets it where it shakes the house from the sound. So I'm just worried about that. I know it's not a back and forth thing, but I think we just need to take a look at those 1.23 acres and see what actually is on the property versus what it's zoned for, what we want to do with it as a community, and then what is actually happening on the property. And I know you guys have already recommended for approval and all that stuff, but I would just request that you go back and take a look at what is actually on the property.
All right, and then Ms. Curtis, could you give us your address?
1240 Avalon Place. I back right up to it.
All right, thank you. Anything else?
No, it's not a back and forth, so. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Anybody else? Yes, sir, come on up.
I own the property. And I know the motorcycle group she's talking about because that was rental property.
So state your name and address, please. Could you state your name and address for us?
Cubby Honeycutt. Yeah. At 518 Duffield Drive. And I own the property on Larger Drive. And the reason I want to make it commercial is to, I grew up there. My family's on that property for 70 years. I've seen a lot of change here. So I want to make commercial because I want to have a positive for the whole neighborhood that lives there. Hopefully something good goes in there, which I still have a say-so who buys the property. I'm hoping maybe a fast food restaurant or something compete with McDonald's. I don't want a bar. I don't want nothing that hinders the neighborhood. So that's why I'm trying to make it commercial.
Thank you, sir.
That's what he said.
Thank you for telling us.
Anybody else?
I've been there longer than any doubt.
Anybody else?
And I know how the traffic is. I figured another restaurant.
Anybody else like to speak?
All of y'all.
Mm-hmm. All right. If not, I'll close the public hearing. And council, any questions for Max or any other discussion?
Okay.
Yeah, Brad.
So maybe for Max, maybe for a broader audience, but do we gain any enforcement ability that we otherwise didn't have by having an annex into the town of Stallings with regard to the noise work? Are you telling me, though, that noise complaints were made by residents, but we were not able to act because it was in the county, not the town?
I'm not aware of any noise complaints on the property at this time. I could look back on our records. I just don't know off the top of my head.
Chief, do you know much about this?
At this time, that address and any issues up there doesn't ring a bell, sir.
The other question might be for our attorney. I've done this long enough to know that there are rules about what we can and can't consider, and it may not feel fair, often doesn't, but I understand, Madam Attorney, that when deciding on a general rezoning, we are not allowed to use the potential future use. Mr. Honeycutt mentioned a fast food as an example. I can't take a fast food use into consideration necessarily when I'm thinking of approving or denying making that litmus test. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Talk about that in just a second.
Because it's just a general rezoning, anything that's allowed in MU2 would be allowed by right. So you're not allowed to consider a site plan or a promise from the developer that he will put a fast food restaurant on there and will not put a bar. Any of those comments are not applicable. The only thing you are to consider is to whether or not you want to rezone it to MU2.
All right, any other discussion, questions? All right, what's the pleasure of the council then? Nothing, your question?
Sorry.
It's a little slow, but I do have a question. Max, what are MU2 allowed uses for that 1.23 acres of that location? Anything MU2?
So when looking through the use table, they would be allowed to do anything that's allowed by right in that use table. It is dependent, though, on what type of use they choose, on if they can fit the buffering, landscaping, parking. There's so many different factors that I don't even know exactly all the uses that they would be allowed, because it's such a small parcel. There's so many different little things that come into play. I do want to let you know, though, anything like drive-through is a conditional zoning. So it's not allowed by right with a drive-through.
Bars, things like that, is conditional, right?
Bars are allowed by right, and it's just too
right.
No.
But as you said, open space in your parking on 1.2 acres.
But
go ahead.
No, I'm interrupting you.
No,
I'm just thinking out loud, which is dangerous sometimes. But it feels to me that the with respect, that maybe the best thing to happen for this parcel and the neighborhood is the rezoning, because the value of the property goes up exponentially because of the zoning and the flexibility, which allows the owner to sell it and the bike shop goes away. That's in my head. I don't know how long that takes. But
bike shop is just somebody that had rented the property. They were there maybe a year, but they're gone. For going. It's just somebody that rented them.
Did you know
it was just a garage, and he worked on motorcycles.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm inclined to support it. I'll make a motion. I think.
But I didn't know anybody would be calling about noises or anything of that.
Though it's inconsistent with the long-term land use plan, it's reasonable, and I would support it. So I'll make a motion when y'all are ready, but there may be more conversation.
No, I don't think we have anybody else in any discussion.
No. So industrial doesn't fall under this, right?
So no. In 2021, in December, we removed all automotive and industrial uses out of mixed use too.
And by automotive, that would be the repair?
Correct.
Yeah. So anything loud, anything big, well.
It really depends. I don't know all the exact uses that would be considered loud, but if you were to consider automotive repair, it's not allowed.
Do you remember why we did that? Did we remove industrial for that reason?
Yeah, I think one of the past council members wanted us to look at all the uses in the use table and clean it up and make it more consistent with the categories that we've adopted, or in the plans we've adopted and everything like that.
Yeah, Dan?
If this was turned down, it would go to, what's the zoning it would go to?
SFR1.
SFR1, yeah. If it was turned down,
and so that's single family residential one, which is one house per 20,000 square feet.
Right. Then if the owner had a potential buyer and a site plan, they could petition us to go through the process to rezone it to whatever they would need at that time with a site plan?
With a site plan, if it was a conditional zoning, they apply for a conditional, yes.
Okay. Max, what is the distance between the property line and the nearest residence on my map? I just did it quick. It looks like it's more than 250 feet. That's a pretty strong buffer, right? What did I assume, sir?
No, it's not what if the sewer's through there.
Okay.
Yeah, it took that all the trees.
Okay.
So I don't know, I haven't been on site in the Epcon area, the courtyard at Emerald Lake. I haven't walked through there.
Yeah.
But let me just. And the mouse is not is acting up, so just 1 second.
What is the buffer off the lawyers? I just wonder if you knew that. The buffer off the lawyers?
So it just depends on the use and the zoning. So there's no like specific buffer off of the road.
All right, any other questions, council? Comments?
What is that? I can't see that now. I'm sorry.
If you want to come back up and.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to.
Well, we can ask. What
sorry, I'm not used to this. I just signed my name coming in, and the board tomorrow is probably going to tell me that I should shut up. But
that's why I let you sign your name.
Thank you. That's our board president. So I don't want you not to make money on the property or anything. I just want to be able to voice our concerns, and it looks like it's 226 feet. But once they put the sewer down through there, I understand that that shows nice and pretty trees, but when they did the sewer, half of the trees in there were knocked down. They were either old, they were dead, or anything like that. So it may look nice and pretty on paper, and I would encourage you to walk out and I'll let you go in my backyard and see it. But in the wintertime, there's no buffer, there's no leaves or anything. And then with all the trees falling, I know 226 feet sound like a lot, but you can still hear everything from there. So I would just please ask that we consider that through approval and that we are able to. I'm kind of concerned that no one remembers the noise calls because my neighbor Troy Ann and myself, we would do it like every other day, but just wanted to state that. I'll learn this, I promise, before I come back on.
No problem. Thank you, Ms. Curtis. All righty. What's the pleasure of the council?
So actually, can we return to something that Mr. Scholl brought up? So if we don't approve this, it says single family residence one.
That's the same zoning as what Union County has on it right now.
Okay. And then if someone in the future wanted to change it, they'd have to come to us again. Would that be similar to this right now, or they would just get MU2, or would it be conditional?
So you could choose, so an applicant could choose general or conditional. The general, it would be just like this, where you would consider all the uses that are allowed in the zoning category, just like we are today. And then conditional, it has a site plan attached to it. It's a process where they're getting the site plan attached, and it's a negotiation between staff, council, and the applicant. And they have the uses as well identified already. So you kind of already know what's going on at the property with the conditional. That's why we do like controversial uses like a multifamily zoning as a conditional zoning, so you know what you're getting. Does that help?
I would feel more comfortable with that.
Me too. Could you show us the zoning map that has all the zones on it? What do you call that, Alex? You showed it to me the other day.
I didn't do that, right?
Zoning. Yeah, zoning. So this is Union County Go Maps. We have our zoning uploaded onto there. So it's surrounded by conditional zoning, which is this sparkly blue. These are things that have been to the town council and got a site plan approved. And then they built what they said they were going to build on the site plan. And then across the street is mixed use 2, which is like a zoning category that the applicant's requesting. And then there's no other zoning categories adjacent. It's close to the MFT, which is the recent other annexation, the general rezoning we had within the last year.
All right. Any other questions?
Just, sorry. How often can an applicant come before us?
So I think they have to wait 90 days before they can reply.
I'm going to be the devil's advocate. I'm going to ask the hard question. I mean, just like David said, though, I mean, in you too, the value goes up quite a bit, doesn't it?
So, I don't do the tax records, but I would assume so. Also, it's 4 months. I messed up with the last thing. It's 4 months. Sorry, I just clicked on me. I would assume so. I don't know.
I mean, it would seem to me like the value of the property, the sale price of the property would be greatly affected by it being, SFR 1 versus...
So I don't know exactly what goes into the tax rate calculations, but mixed use 2 allows a lot more uses than SFR 1. So I would assume the taxes are going to be more.
Typically, Stephen, they look at the highest and best use. So if they do something that's less than they plan, it's still the highest and best use.
Yeah. All right. One more time. What's the pleasure of the council?
I'll make a motion and you guys can discuss and vote.
Okay.
I move to approve the general rezoning from Union County R20 to MU2 on RZ 23.06.01, 14721 Lodgers Road.
All right, we have a motion by Mr. Richardson to approve the rezoning.
And, I'll second.
We have a second by Mr. Ayers. Aaron, can you do a roll call, please?
Yes, sir. Councilmember Hall, how do you vote?
I vote against.
I just want to say we're only so torn because we care about all of you. Yeah. And we want you to get the best use of your property, and we want y'all to enjoy your property. So this is a really tough position to be in. But I would feel more comfortable if it came back later, so I'm going to vote no.
All right. Steven?
It's 43 no's, so I'm going to be I'm going to go the opposite way and say yes.
Yes. David?
I'm a no.
No? And then Brad?
I'm a yes.
All right. Vote is 4-2 against, so the motion fails. So so we don't need to make a motion to make it SFR1, do we? It just automatically becomes?
It automatically goes to the zoning classification that's as close aligned with the county right now. The only thing I wanted to make sure you all had the option of is if you did not want it in your jurisdiction. You would have to bring that up now.
Yeah, I don't.
Which
I,
for a parcel is small. It's not like.
Right. I think we want it in our jurisdiction. Right. So I don't think anybody against that. All righty. So it's a SFR1.
All right. Another house and another rental property.
All right.
I'll try to do something good.
Consistency statement. I'll pull up the consistency statement.
Well, since we.
You still have to.
You still have to do it.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'll read the part that pertains to it. The town council hereby approves that the proposed zoning amendment is inconsistent and reasonable with the comprehensive land use plan adopted November 27, 2017, based on the goals and objectives set forth in the document of promoting quality development and consistency with all state mandated land use regulations established in North County General Statute 160D. The town council rejects the proposed amendment and stated that the town council finds and determines that the zoning amendment is inconsistent and reasonable with the key guiding principles, goals, and objectives of the comprehensive land use plan for the following reasons. And so I won't read that part.
Mayor, do you want to change the consistent to inconsistent?
I thought you said inconsistent. He said reasonable, okay. Just it's inconsistent.
Yes. Inconsistent, okay.
Okay. So can I get a motion on that?
So moved.
Who? Heather? Okay, motion by Ms.
Second.
Second by Ms. Drake. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? And one opposed. Mr. Richardson opposed. So 5-1?
No.
All right. Thank you, Max.
Do we need an extra reason? Do we need a state?
I think what they discussed up here is enough that we're fine.
That's a reason.
All righty. Thank y'all for coming out. You're welcome to stay.
Thank you for listening, and we'll be better prepared next time.
That's no problem. You're welcome to stay the rest of the 4-hour meetings.
No, it's okay.
Don't scare me.
I got work to do.
Next up is the Pleasant Plains Subdivision Roads Acceptance Resolution.
I'm here to present a petition received from Lennar to accept the 50-foot wide right-of-way for the infrastructure of Pleasant Plains Subdivision. The right-of-way infrastructure includes the sidewalks, the stormwater infrastructure, and the roadways. As I have a kind of an aerial here of the as-built plan they have given us, so this is what we're planning to accept. Staff has received all the required geotechnical reports and as-built documentation required on our roadway acceptance application. The HOA has signed an agreement with Lennar. They're going to be taking over the maintenance of the two ponds that are on this map here. So they'll be performing their annual inspection as per that agreement. That's it. Any questions?
Yeah, how old is this neighborhood?
I believe it's about 4 years.
4 years? Okay. And you stated y'all inspected the road?
Yes, I've walked it several times this year.
Yeah, it's a nice district, and it's a nice looking little neighborhood, and the roads I've driven as well, they look really nice.
Okay. Today.
So I'll make a motion, since it's in my district, I'm moving to accept the resolution to take over the subdivision roads.
Motion by Mr. Richardson. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Ayers. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the ayes have it. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Justin. Next up is the... Kevin, can you get Max? He's up with the creepscape plan.
I'm good, thanks.
No, bring me up. I would do that.
That was quick. Welcome.
Streetscape.
Oh, okay, I don't know what I'm presenting here. So I apologize, it's just a tax report with the residents. Hello again. So I'm here to present the Stallings Downtown Streetscape Plan again. I was here a year ago to present it. I'm really excited about it. It hasn't changed from last year, but I do have some extra information for you. But I do have two requests tonight, A and B. So A is I'm requesting plan adoption tonight, and a request to direct staff myself to implement the streetscape into the ordinance, the development, UDO, SDO, etc. And B, streetscape investment. Do you guys want to invest into the streetscape improvements in front of town and properties? And I have another slide going further into that later. And I just wanted to go through some background as well. The town council, you guys, identified the creation of downtown at your retreat as one of your top priorities. And these are coming directly from what you said, investment in making downtown a destination point and promoting a uniform and pedestrian-friendly downtown was your goal, and incorporating downtown streetscape requirements into the zoning ordinance. These are directly from the retreat notes. And also want to remind you that Destination by Design created these. They also created our small area plans, and they created 3 streetscape plan types with renderings and construction specifications. Last year we talked about the 3 things: cost, public input, and maintenance. So one of the things was about cost was to reduce the cost of material and installation. I reached out to Destination by Design, and they said they use the most high quality, most cost efficient streetscape materials for the town. So we could use cheaper materials, but they wouldn't be high quality. Also, the council wanted us to partner with DFI on their consider what they thought about streetscape. And this directly comes from DFI from their last presentation. They encourage potential development in town center core, encourages potential developments in the town center core to implement the town's streetscape plan and integrate retail facing Stallings Road. Additionally, they wanted council to consider investing in streetscape improvements in front of town hall and the municipal park with the goal of making these investments alongside the private sector. So I know they read that verbatim, but it's pretty long. I come straight from DFI. Council also had public input concerns. If the streetscape plan was adopted today, we would make sure to put it online. It is online in the agenda, but we would have a dedicated web page for it. We would also mail all the notices in the Town Center Zoning District so that people are aware of the streetscape plan. And we did do a small public outreach at the Stallings Fest 2022. We had really good results. I didn't have anybody that gave me any negative feedback, but we could do more. And then maintenance, the town would maintain the streetscape if it wasn't to be installed. If you guys want me to go into the recap, is that something you guys want? Okay, I didn't think so. It's pretty long. I kind of figured, kind of get the vibe. But just quickly, there's three streetscape plan types. Here is a rendering of Stallings Town Hall of what it could potentially look like with the identification of plan types. Same with the tractor building, and then here are the materials. This slide is requesting adoption of the streetscape plan and directing staff to incorporate standards into the Stallings development ordinance. Any questions before I continue?
Yeah, go ahead.
When we talked before, the concern was that, just moving the utilities was going to be multi-millions of dollars just to move the utilities. Not even installing anything, just to get the utilities moved. So, I guess it is... You're also going to be asking for an investment. Is that really just more or less to start moving the utilities, or is that you're going to talk about that?
I am going to talk about that subsequently in the next slide. The next slide is about investment, but there's different phasing, different timeline, different areas that we could discuss for investments. But utilities are part of that, and it does cost a lot of money.
I guess it seemed like the last time we talked about it that the utility node was almost kind of like a DOA kind of scenario because it just costs so much.
Steven, really the burying of utilities, moving it would be, it's still expensive, but much less expensive than burying it. When you get into the multi-million dollars, that's more for burying utilities. Still not cheap, still expensive, but really I think if there was one scenario that we looked at, it was I think like $5 to $7 million, that was for burying utilities.
Okay.
Now it looks good, it looks really sexy if you bury the utilities right. There's nothing up above anywhere, but it's very expensive to do that.
Well, my two thoughts are, Max, the first question may need to be, I certainly agree with A, we get our ordinance in place so we can be ready when we do have the money.
Yeah.
But right now, until we sell the John Deere property, our hands are tight. It's going to be very tight next year in the budget, so we just don't have that kind of money sitting around to invest in a project streetscape that's multi-years down the road.
I they're distracting.
Yeah, it's
too much fun.
I can check them after this. But so tonight, if you guys are okay with A, I think the staff would also be happy B, we can, if council would like for the investments, we can always come back later, and we can kind of get these ordinances in place, kind of show you where we identify the streetscape plan, because we would bring that back to you with a text amendment, show you in a map where these specific plan types would be. We haven't done that yet since it's not adopted.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. I'm sorry, you didn't say.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you got more to your presentation for the moment.
Yeah, I can show you real quick. The next slide is investments, and then that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, let's stay on issue A right now, which is what the adoption of the plan. I wanted to clarify, and I mentioned Alex, just to make sure it's for the record, that when we adopt the plan, I'm in support of it, that triggers you writing a text amendment, calling for a public hearing, notifying property owners, doing similar to what we did tonight with the rezoning. And I think we should do that. Otherwise, why are we even doing this? I agree with the mayor and others that have said, I think that the DFI study said, I think the words on the screen a minute ago were, do those streetscape improvements along with private development. So we're not there yet. So.
Yeah, the other thing is when you start working on the ordinances, you send a signal to the investment community that you're getting ready. So maybe they'll bring them in, maybe somebody will come to the John Deere property.
Yeah, I did mention to Alex today, by the way, that the only caveat I'd make is if there was somehow money in the park and rec budget that came through fee in lieu of parkland, or what is it called, fee in lieu of...
That's exactly right, sir.
Setting aside parkland. And we wanted to do a demonstration of what it might look like, a section. You could spend that money in front of the park. That would be kind of cool, but that would be very expensive. So I would enjoy that discussion when we have a bunch of money in the park and rec fee in lieu of fund. I don't think we do. But I'm good with A, not good with B, but I think everybody is, generally.
I get the sense from talking the other day, there's a general support for going ahead and incorporating it into the budget. That'll make it so if areas that are developed, the developers will be required to put in the streetscape, right? It's uniform, it's consistent. That way if something's developed and it's not there, the town won't have to go in. It's be on the town public dollars to put it in on the map.
Right.
So it's really a long-term play. The second question, I got the sense that everybody likes streetscape. You want it to happen, but money-wise, not right now. So let's put it to the side. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Unless somebody wins the Powerball.
Yeah, just play.
So we can do the presentation if you'd like. I don't need to see it again. So I'm ready to make a motion. Or I'm making a motion. I would like somebody else to make a motion. If you're ready.
Well, I mean, I was. You've only got one slide, right?
No. Oh, so I just have one more slide with this specific presentation, but the next presentation would be to go through the whole full-blown streetscape plan, which I've already done, and I already kind of got nods that we want to move away from the whole presentation.
Steve really wants to see that slide.
I would prefer to at least see the one last slide.
Okay, we can see the last slide. This is, if you would like, this is just a request investment. This is the same thing from DFI. These are exactly the words from the presentation. It's critical for Main Street retail, encouraging developing the 13-acre site to implement streetscape plan and integrate retail facing Stallings Road, and consider investing into streetscape improvements in front of Town Hall and the Municipal Park. And the second part was that I request council direction on whether or not you want to implement town streetscape. Do you want to invest in it? We could do phasing, we could bring it back to you later with recommendations periodically. It's up to the council's pleasure.
All right, now we're ready, Brad.
Okay, I just wanted to see what the slide had in it.
No problem.
I move that we direct staff to begin planning and adoption and ordinance incorporation for the downtown streetscape and holding off on streetscape investment for the time being.
All right. Motion by Graham Hall to approve A in the streetscape plan.
I'll second.
Second by Ms. Groom. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Ayes have it. Thank you, Max.
Thanks.
Thank you, Graham. All right, Eunice, Park and Rec, park hours.
Good
have a fun PowerPoint tonight.
You're just going to have to entertain us.
I know. I'll think about it. I think I'm going to do something exciting. All right. So I'm going to have to phone a friend. I think Melanie's going to have to help me out a little bit when it comes to this. To my knowledge, tonight is just making the council aware of what we want to do, and then they're going to approve if they want to vote on it at the next council meeting.
That's correct. Because there's a change in the ordinance in the civil penalties section, the penalty section includes a criminal portion, a criminal penalty. It has to be, it cannot be voted on at the meeting that it's first introduced to council. So this is the introduction, so you find out about it, and then it can be voted on at the next meeting.
And do I have to read it verbatim, or can I just briefly?
Just do what you normally do.
Okay, perfect. That's what I'll do. I just want to make sure I'm checking all my boxes. So, as y'all see, I'll give y'all a little background on how this came about. As our ordinance reads right now, we do not have any ordinance for Stallings that opens or closes a park or gives us any right to do so or kick any member out of the park. So I really started thinking about this with the greenway that's going to be opening here fairly soon. So what we want to do is put hours on not only our trails but our parks as well. So I worked with the police department, kind of brought Alex on board and saw what would be the best fit for us and would really make sense. So what we're wanting to do is run the park from dawn to dusk. I know maybe some of y'all are like, has something bad happened? Are we doing this because of something? No, thankfully there hasn't been anything, you know, super crazy that's happened in the park. However, since I've been here, there has been one instance of someone in the community parking overnight. It just looked a little sketchy, and they actually said, you can't kick me out, you don't have a town ordinance. So there's people out there, they do know about this stuff. It is important to have it. We're probably one of the only towns within a certain mile radius that doesn't have something in the ordinance for park hours. So we crafted this together. It just gives us the ability to open, close the park, set parameters, allows police to enforce that as well when the park department is not here. And if something were to ever happen, it also gives us the jurisdiction to close it down as well. So that is pretty much what this goes into. Dawn to dusk, we chose that because the seasonal change. We didn't want to throw hours on there because it just gets a little different as the seasons go. And then as well at the bottom, that's where it has the closings of parks and trails as well. Again, y'all are not voting on this tonight, kind of just an open conversation if you guys have any question about this before the next meeting.
Any questions? No action?
No action tonight, just right, introduction.
Thank you.
I'll see y'all again at the next one. Thank you.
All righty, that'll do it. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll motion.
Ms. Drews, Mr. Ayers, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.